This recording, District of Columbia 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her knit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would make some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. It's kind of embarrassing to me, but it's funny. So, I have a baby brother. He's 5 now. My mom had him 10 years after she had my other brother. So, I have 2 before him. And this little gremlin, I love him to death, but I understand why my mother thought I was a bad child. Me and him are both Pisces. He's literally born 15 days after me, and then the time span between us is exactly 15 years. So, he acts just like me. And it's annoying, because I will argue with a 2-year-old, I don't care. He was talking to me like he was grown. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna talk to you like you grown, since you wanna do the same thing. But it's okay. So one day, me and him was arguing, and then my mom comes upstairs, she's like, "You stop arguing with your brother, he's 2, this is nonsense, what are you doing? He barely understands you." I was like, "Nah, he's smarter than you think he is, he understands me, because he wouldn't have started this." So then when my mom leaves the room, So what he decided to do was catch me while I was down. I was laying on the bed, minding my business on my phone. At the time, I had my hair in like really, really long twists. So he jumps on top of my back and pulls my hair, and he's out of reach, so I can't reach him. And I'm like, "Oh, you little evil child." And he's laughing because he knows what he's doing. And then while he's doing that, I either have to smack him off of me, roll him off of me, or smush him. And I'm like, all 3 of those options are not good options for me, because either way I'm going to get in trouble because I damaged my little brother. So eventually I go with the very safe option, which is just screaming for help, till my mom comes back upstairs. She's like, what the hell is going on? And I'm like, "Can you just get your child off of me?" And then she gets him off of me, and the whole time he's just staring at me laughing. Little evil gremlin. Me and him are still best friends. He's still my favorite. So, mi amiga se llama... Ella estaba una chica muy bonita. Tenía todos los novios y todo eso. Y yo dijo, "¿Por qué tiene todos estos niños atrás de ti? Y solo estamos en escuela." Y me dijo, "Yo no sé. No sé por qué me gusta y todo esto." Y una día... ella me dijo, "Oh, yo quiero que tú vienes a la casa y jugar conmigo." Yo digo, "Ok, bueno, me voy a preguntar a mi mamá." Y después fui a la casa y fui a preguntar a mi mamá si yo podía ir a la casa de mi amiga. Y después mi mamá me dije, no, no, no puedo porque yo no sabe la madre, yo no sabe la familia allí, no sé si eso es un bueno cosa que hacer. Y después yo estaba triste.